Molly, at the start of every year's Bachelor season, we speak to the Bachelor. We might speak to a couple of the people that are eliminated, and we always get the same stock standard answers.
Yeah, it's just like, come on, guys, tell us the real stuff.
We know that there's some juicy goss underneath, so we have turned to an old friend of yours. Her name is Marlena McPhillips. She was on last year's season of The Bachelor, where Lachie Gilbert, the Murray Bridge Bachelor, was courting ladies. Unfortunately, she got knocked out early, which was a massive shame, but she joins us now. Good morning, Marlena.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is so nice to have you on the show. I feel like we've been trying to make this happen for ages, so it is great. Sitting down on the couch, I thought to myself, it's not the same this year without Marlena.
Firstly, the Murray Bridge Bachelor did you dirty, Marlena. How did you end up going home so early? In fact, we've seen the odds from last year that the start of the season had you as the rolled gold favourite before everything kicked off, and then you got ditched. Tell us, in terms of how that actually works for the girls on the show, do you have a feeling like that's going to go down, or does it catch you by surprise?
I think it would change from, I guess, like ceremony to ceremony and your dealings with the Bachelor in the lead up to that. I was feeling pretty confident until about halfway through that ceremony. There was a couple of girls quite upset before that ceremony. There'd been a lot of drama go down. And my role in the house was really I would put it down to like a mum figure. So it was all about kindness and being good to each other and supporting each other. So I was there to help them calm down. And I was not even worried about myself until about halfway through. Didn't get any eye contact from him, and I was like, oh, this is it.
When I was watching the show last night and everyone was interrupting each other throughout the rose ceremony, I wanted to ask you, do you feel uncomfortable interrupting? Did you do this on your season? I can't remember.
I made it a pact with myself and was quite, I guess, like open about it, that I was never going to interrupt or approach someone else, and that was, you know, it could have been detrimental to my time there, I guess, but I am more about sticking to my values and my guns. So I was like, if it was going to happen organically, great. It is hard, though. That is something that I guess that you have to do. And I guess the way that you approach it can make or break the way that you do it, especially if you're having a connection with someone else and then you go ahead and be like, oh, hey, let me steal you. It's something that you have to do. I think you have to, you know, be careful the way you do it. I just didn't want to play in part of that. I wanted to seek an opportunity outside of that, which I found. But, yeah, I was never going to do that. And if I'd stayed there longer, I would have stuck to my garden. So,
how do the logistics of it work behind the scenes? So do each of the girls that are vying for the Bachelor's Heart have their own producer? Is there, like, one producer per a group of girls and they're trying to push you to do different things or, you know, kind of give you, like, a nudge, like, go speak to him now?
There's several producers on set and they look after a few girls. Yep. To be honest, they do such an incredible job. There's a reason why they're employed in there. And at the end of the day, I think I always knew coming into this that I was there to find love, but it is a TV show. So you need to find, it sounds really bad, but no one wants to watch a story just about two people falling in love.
No, you need some drama.
You know, that's the crux of almost every show. So I guess they identify situations where it's going to benefit them, especially if you've got like a really good bond with your producer. And their job is to produce. So, you know, making sure it's not fabricated. It's all, you know, I guess, like taking opportunities in real life, which is why I think that they do a really good job because that's pretty hard, especially with, you know, 20 plus females that have different personalities.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Let's talk about the limo because this part has always fascinated me. Are you just doing like laps around the car park or something?
Burnouts in the car park.
No, you just you do wait, and when you finally sort of approach your limo, you are in there for a little while because, again, I think my benefit coming into it, I was patient with everything because, you know, working on sets and stuff before, even though this was in a very different capacity, And I didn't hate being in the limo for that long because I got reunited with my dog and she was very upset that I hadn't seen her for like 5 days. So
this is a great point because if we look back on last season, Milena, like every now and then girls have gimmicks, right? They bring in a present or they sing him a song. You brought your gorgeous dog along. How does that happen? Like, are you saying to producers, I'd love to bring the dog? Are they trying to push for you to do something interesting?
Definitely to bring something interesting. But right from day one, from when I did my very first audition, it was almost like a non-negotiable for me. I was like, anyone that knows
get
me,
my dog on set.
seen a glimpse of my Instagram. I'm not even embarrassed to say I'm high key obsessed with her. She's a very big part of my life, and anyone that I would date would have to sort of not only just like dogs, but like love her. And she is really the tick of approval. So. Yeah, it was always a non-negotiable for me. So it was a bit hard logistically getting her there, and they're so great on set. They have to, you have to make sure that everything's signed off. Like there's someone there to look after her, and it's all checked with the RSPCA, and that she's medically fit, and to fly. And she did about as many medicals as I did. So
she's the best dog. I spent 8 hours in the car with Marlena and Annie, and she sat on my lap, and it was the best time of my life.
Why wasn't Lockie interested? All right, one more question for you, Marlena. I mean, you kind of alluded to it before. For anyone that watches the show and just think, this is a bunch of crap. This is just all kind of scripted and pre-written and the girls are pre-decided. Do you argue with that and say, no, this is legit?
I would definitely say it's legit. I think that they cast people for the show in one respect, but also for the guy, like who is going to be interested in him. But there's elements of that. It needs to be a show that's interesting. I think everyone, as far as I'm aware, everyone was interested in Lockie. Okay. But, people, a hidden agenda is called hidden for a reason, and like I might not be able to say that, but everyone there seemed very interested in Lockie. But they've got to make sure that the show is going to be interesting. And ultimately, they want a love story. It's a great success for them if that happens.
Legitimizes the franchise.
And that's what Australia wants to say. You do want to watch people falling in love, just it's not everything.
If I remember correctly, you were quite close with Irina from early on, weren't you?
Yes, yeah, we were quite close. And, she was a Melbourne girl, so we got to catch up quite a bit when the show wasn't filming and we weren't in lockdown.
Did you know, like, from those early nights, was she kind of saying, oh, my God, like, I'm in trouble here?
I had a gut feeling.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Obviously, never released anything, and hand on my heart can confirm, like, she didn't release anything. But I saw them. I remember from day one, sort of them arm in arm, and had a pretty good feeling for them. Mm-hmm. So, I was pretty confident that it was going to go that way, and, look, love being right, and turned out I was.
Well, if you wanted the inside word on the Bachelor franchise, that's the word of someone that has lived it, Marlena McPhillips. You can catch her on Instagram. Marlena, you've got a project coming up that you're working on something in terms of romance-based.
Yeah, a lot of research went into this, a lot of dates. So I've just finished filming a web series called Dating Jen. So got to use, a lot of my experiences into that. So we've just finished filming. It's in post-production, hoping to release it later this year. So either on my Instagram or there's the Dating Jen Instagram, and we'll sort of like drip feed as we get more information, the premiere date and where it'll be held. And it's all really exciting and all based on true dating stories.
Perfect. That's what we need. Well, we will definitely make sure we share that around. And thank you so much for coming on the show. So nice. And, if you want to catch more of Marlena, it's Marlena McPhillips on Instagram.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Marlena.
Thank you, guys.